There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep, quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. We're getting to the part of winter here on the mountain where the first signs of spring start to arrive. The little green shoots of the soap plants are popping up through the brown and gray leaves that cover the forest floor. And soon, the bright purple shooting stars will start coming up. The soap plant is called that because the roots have saponins in them. I think that's how you say it. That lather when they're mixed with water. Along with using it as a soap, some indigenous people here in California used to eat the young shoots that are coming up now and use the fibers around the bulbs for brushes. By summer, these plants will be sending up 4 to 6 foot stalks covered in delicate white flowers that stay closed during the heat of the day and open up in the late afternoon. The bees just love them, and they are one of my favorite native plants around here. I want to thank everyone who is supporting the podcast by subscribing to Listen to Sleep Plus. Your support is what allows me to be your bedtime storyteller and meditation guide. We have just a little less than 600 supporters now, and I sure would appreciate it if you could help me reach my goal of 1,000 supporters by this summer. When you support the podcast for just $5 a month, you'll get every episode without any ads a day earlier, along with an extra subscriber-only episode every week. You can join on the website at listentosleep.com. or by clicking the link in the show notes. This week's meditation is called Sensing into Presence. In this meditation, we'll be bringing attention to the five senses as a way to connect more deeply with present moment awareness and our human instincts. Let's start out with a few deep breaths, in through the nose and out through the mouth at your own pace. Just letting the breath return to its natural rhythm. Our senses are always pointing to our immediate experience of the world. It's impossible to taste, touch, smell, see, or hear something from the past or the future. Those things are always imagined in thought, which some consider a sixth sense. But for our meditation, we'll be focusing on these five senses in the present moment. If you're impaired in any of your senses, that's okay. Simply bring attention to what your experience of each sense is. We'll start with hearing. Just noticing the sounds in the room around you. Sound can feel like it's coming from the world and into our ears. Unlike our eyes, which we can close, it's more difficult not to hear if we have full access to this sense. Just see if you can simply focus on the sounds in the space around you, letting them wash over and through you, rather than labeling each sound with a thought as you notice it. That old saying, does a tree make a sound if it falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, seems simple until we consider what sound really is. Rather than something that comes from one thing to another, sound is actually simply fluctuations in pressure and vibration. Our ears are sensitive to those changes in pressure and vibration, and then our minds construct sound from the information our ears collect. But with no ears or mind present to interpret the vibrations and changes in pressure, is there really a thing called sound? Just take a few moments to bring your attention to the changes in pressure and vibration around you. This experience of bringing attention to the senses brings us into the present moment. Let's bring our attention now to the sense of touch. What do you feel touching your skin? Where is the body in contact with something else, or maybe even itself? Do you feel air moving across the skin? Bring your attention to the sensations of touch in the entire body, or if you'd rather, to any part of the body where you notice touch the most. Now let's bring our attention to sight. If you've had your eyes closed, you can keep them shut or you can open them. Even with eyes shut, we can have a subtle experience of sight as we notice the darkness and changing shapes and colors that may be in our visual field. Take a few moments to bring your attention to just the visual field. The last two senses we'll be bringing our attention to can be a bit more subtle and difficult to notice when we're not eating or drinking anything, or using our sense of smell to determine whether something is pleasant or unpleasant. But we can still sense into these and bring our attention to them. So let's move to the sense of smell. For a few moments, just let your attention settle on your sense of smell. What do you notice? It may be subtle or nothing, and that's okay. And now, bringing our attention to our sense of taste. You can also try this the next time you're eating. Just direct your attention to the sense of taste and let it be the center of your focus. But for now, just take a moment to sense into what you taste when the tongue is simply resting in the mouth. Now let's take a few moments and see if we can let our attention expand to all the senses at once. What is that like, to open up attention to all five senses? How does it feel? Pleasant? Unpleasant? Neutral? Just take a few moments and see if you can expand your attention to all the senses at once. I love this practice for helping develop presence and connecting me to my present moment experience. You can try it whenever you feel lost in thought, and let me know how it works for you. It's become one of my favorite ways to get out of my head, into my body, and into the present moment. Thank you for your practice.